Joined for this segment by Stephanie Cover, the only personal injury attorney I've ever recommended here on The Bottom Line Show. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935. Make sure you have that name and number in your contacts. And if you haven't had a chance to do so yet, go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law, and you can get to know Stephanie online. We have a nice little questionnaire there you can fill out, and you can give her your information. So that way you've got her information, she's got yours, and then heaven forbid if you do get involved in a personal injury case, everything will already be up and rolling. Stephanie Cover, welcome back to The Bottom Line Show.
Thank you for having me, Roger.
Well, we are going to talk today about something that's near and dear to my heart, because I was sharing with Stephanie about how my folks, who are wonderful people and fantastic folks, are going to be celebrating their 88th birthdays in a couple of months. But they were involved in an accident recently. It was a, I guess you'd call it a fender bender. I saw them just this past Sunday. They look great. And, you know, the car, you know, took the bulk of the stuff. But it got me thinking, and it got Stephanie talking with me about seniors and car accidents and auto safety. And one of the biggest things that we talk about a lot here on The Bottom Line, Stephanie, you and I do, is that how many people trust their insurance policy, let alone their insurance company. And it turns out that that's someplace, sometimes it's misguided trust. I mean, talk about some of the ways that people who are seniors wind up getting taken advantage of when they think they've got really good insurance, but it turns out maybe they don't. Why do they get taken advantage of so much?
Well, if you're involved in a motor vehicle collision, more times than not, you're not at fault. Mm-hmm. So if you're not at fault and you're injured, you need to make sure that you have good coverage so that you're taken care of. And it's nothing to do with your insurance company. It has everything to do with the insurance company of the stranger that hit you, mm-hmm. because you have no idea what that is. So the way you protect yourself is you have underinsured motorist coverage. Mm-hmm. And what that provides is if they have no insurance, for a very minimal insurance, then you would be able to take care of yourself and your spouse to get the proper medical care that you need. Also, sometimes people try to budget and say, oh, I'm going to have very limited insurance because I don't drive as much. But mm-hmm. it's not you that caused the accident. It's somebody else.
Yes.
And then you end up going to a hospital and you get a hospital bill more than you can even imagine, and because you don't have that extra underinsured motorist coverage, you're really in a quandary as to how you're going to pay the bill.
Now, talk about that for just a moment, Stephanie, because I'm familiar with the term uninsured motorist, and I think it's crazy that I have to have insurance as a driver to make sure that if for some reason I get hit by somebody who doesn't have any insurance, that somehow I can pay my bills. But I understand what it does. But you mentioned underinsured as well. Talk about that, because I'm sure there are some little nuances in the law where people can have just barely enough coverage to say, there, I'm legal, but it really doesn't do a whole lot once you need to put the pedal to the metal in the accident.
No, it doesn't, because you may think $15,000 per person, which is true, is a heck of a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But when you get a hospital bill or an ambulance bill, you would be very surprised how those bills can even exceed that. Mm-hmm. So if you got hit by a person who didn't have insurance and you had that coverage, it would help you. Also, if the person who caused the accident had very little coverage, like that $15,000 coverage, you don't want to be worried you can't pay your hospital bills.
Right.
I don't believe it's very much to have that extra coverage, but it's a way of you protecting yourself and every member of your family or friend that's in your car. It's the best thing you can do for yourself.
Yeah, and those bills can pile up, because I know from having had not only my surgery 3 years ago, but also a couple of follow-up visits too. When I got the bill for those follow-up visits, granted, I'd had open heart surgery. They had to do special cardiac care when I did go in. But I remember one of the visits I went in was a trip to the emergency room, and they had to do a cardio version. And I was probably, my sister took me because I was really kind of faint and under her care at that point. I was there for about 3 or 4 hours, and I'm pretty sure the bill was between $8,000 and $10,000. And I think, well, isn't it good to know that we do, in fact, have, you know, that kind of insurance? But I can only imagine, Stephanie, if you get somebody who's involved in an accident, maybe someone who's a senior, and their insurance agent said, oh, don't worry about it because it's not going to be that big a deal. And if it does happen, you know, there's better insurance products out there. If you get hit by somebody who's underinsured and you don't have that provision in your own policy, you could be looking at $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in hospital bills that you can't pay. And now you're in your senior years, so where's that money going to come from? It's going to come from your retirement, your pension, your home equity. This is I can't stress enough how important it is to have someone like Stephanie Cover fighting for you, but if nothing more, just to maybe do an analysis of your auto insurance to make sure that you've actually got enough.
Yeah, always protect yourself. You can't trust other people in this world, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. People sometimes may have the greatest intention and have a limited policy because they think that's all they can afford. But, you know, like for $25 or more for 6 months, that can cover you thousands and thousands of dollars in medical bills.
Yes.
It's well worth it. And I have seen people who had cut off that coverage just before an accident, and now they're beside themselves. And I don't want other people to have to go through the stress that these people are going through because nobody gave them a word of wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie Cover is my guest today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. We're talking about seniors, auto accidents, and personal injury law. 877-214-4935 is where you find Stephanie. You can contact her directly if you have a question about a case, or maybe if you're working on a case right now, or you just got involved in an accident, maybe one of the rains have over the past couple of weeks. Make sure you also go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law, and there we've got a registration form. You can get more information to Stephanie about your situation, and that helps her do a quicker assessment as to what's going on. Stephanie, let's talk now to those who are in our age, kind of the sandwich generation. We've got parents who are seniors. Technically, on paper, we are seniors as well, but we've got issues where, I'll be honest with you, if my parents had not been involved in an auto accident, I wouldn't know what their policy had. I just, you know, the assumption was they've obviously got to have insurance because they're driving, and I'm just going to leave it up to them. How can we who are, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, who have parents who are older and still driving, and we want them to have their independence, we want them to have that because it's so very important to them, but we also want to make sure they've got enough insurance coverage too. I mean, I don't want to have you put words in our mouth as to how we start that conversation, but why is it so important for us who have parents who drive to make sure that they have enough insurance, that they've got the right kind of coverage, that they've got the right kind of policy, regardless of whether or not they think, oh, I could save $10 here by cutting out something major?
I look at it as an act of love, that you're protecting your family because they don't know what's out in the world because they're primarily in their home. And they think because they're solid that everybody else is solid, and that's not the case. Sometimes people don't care. Sometimes it's unintentional. But you have a responsibility to care of your family. And if someone... You know, if someone can give someone advice and explain it to them, then they would also have a better understanding. And here's another example, Roger. A lot of times seniors have cars because they don't care if they have the latest and greatest, and they may just have an older car, and they're perfectly happy with it. They may totally love it, and it may be the vehicle that takes them to church and the grocery store, and they're fine.
Right, right.
But they get in a car accident, then they find out that car, because of its age, is only worth $4,000 or $5,000. And then you know with $4,000 and $5,000 you can't buy another car.
Right.
So people start panicking. Mm-hmm. But if they make sure they have uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, because if they're totaling out their vehicle, they're probably hurt, then they can go to the doctor, get the best medical care, feel 100% better, and then they can choose, if they wish, to take the restitution money that they receive from the claim and buy themselves another vehicle so that they can get around again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and the way you, when you put it that way, Stephanie, I think that hopefully this will lay this to rest for some people. I know it has for me. Oftentimes my thought was, okay, I have insurance. The other guy has insurance. If we get to an accident, if I cause the accident, I pay for his car. And if he caused the accident, he pays for mine. And your whole perspective here, as we've been having this conversation, has centered a lot more on, I need to be a responsible driver and a good steward. So therefore, I'm going to make sure I have enough insurance so that my policy covers me. And if it covers anything else that I'm responsible for, but my policy covers me. So if I get hit by somebody who doesn't have enough insurance or doesn't have any insurance, my policy covers me and takes care of me. And it's not like we're being, you know, money grubbing and greedy or whatever. We're really just trying to say, look, part of me being a responsible driver and a good steward with my resources is I want to make sure that my policy obviously is the best value for the money, but that it covers every worst case scenario so that if you do get into a situation, like you mentioned, the one client who potentially is looking at, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of medical bills simply because they didn't have any uninsured or underinsured motorist claim. It's like you've said often, we want to be lights in a darkening world, but it is a sinful world and there are people who are out to take advantage of you. So this is just one way you can kind of shore that up.
Yes, because for pennies on the dollars, you can buy thousands of dollars of coverage. And people always think, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. And then I have people who don't know what to do or how they're going to pay for everything because they didn't know that they should keep the coverage. No one really explained it to them. Mm-hmm. And so I want to make sure that everybody can understand that today.
Yes, well, this is a huge lesson in preparedness from Stephanie Cover, the only personal injury attorney I've ever recommended here on The Bottom Line. 877-214-4935 is how you reach out to her on the phone. It's Stephanie with an F and Cover as in cover, and make sure you have her name and number in your contacts. But if you also want to reach out to her online and let her know a little bit more about you, we have a contact form you can fill out when you go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law. Stephanie Cover, always a pleasure to spend time with you. My best to you, the family, to Jim, and all those churches that are meeting in your homes. From what I understand, you guys have really you've taken this pandemic ministry thing to the whole next level, and I think it's fantastic, Stephanie. One of these days, we're going to get you and Jim on, and we'll talk about what's happening in the world and end times and all that stuff, because I think that would be a fascinating conversation. But for now, thanks for being with me today here on The Bottom Line. Really appreciate you.
Thank you very much for having me, Roger, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell seniors what they need to do to protect themselves and their families.